All right, everybody, welcome back. We are diving into something pretty interesting today. We are looking at a piece by Jim Thompson. It's called "Can We Decommoditize Paper for Bigger Profits?" Question mark.
Interesting title.
It is, and it piqued my interest when I first saw it.
Yeah, I can see why.
And the reason why is because, we're looking at paper products. And we're talking specifically about container board and packaging. And we're trying to figure out how to add more value to that.
Yeah, how to get it out of that rut of just being the cheapest possible thing.
And Jim Thompson, he's no stranger to paper.
No, not at all.
He actually mentions a friend of his, George Mead, who owned Consolidated Paper. And so he's coming at this from a place of,
Real experience.
real experience, exactly. So what is he saying here? What is at the core of this?
Well, he's really asking, can paper products, and in this case, he's talking about packaging mostly, but can paper products, can they be more than just a commodity? Can they escape that trap?
And by commodity, we mean just, bought and sold purely on price.
Exactly. Yeah, the cheapest one wins.
And there's no real differentiation.
And he's suggesting, can we achieve something different by really focusing on quality?
Okay, so that's the big question. Can we improve quality to the point where we can charge a premium?
Yeah, can we make paper fancy?
Like those luxury brands.
Yeah, like a, Christian Dior or
Estée Lauder.
Estée Lauder. Yeah, exactly. Can paper be the Estée Lauder of packaging?
That's a really interesting way to put it.
Well, I think it gets to the heart of what he's trying to say.
It does. It
Just
does.
because, you think about the history of paper. We've seen communications papers decline.
Like fine paper.
Fine paper, newsprint, those have really struggled. And even tissue, it's trying to differentiate itself.
Through quality.
Softer, stronger, more absorbent.
More sustainable. All these different things. But can we do that with packaging?
That's the challenge.
That's what Thompson is exploring, yeah.
Yeah, and one of the examples he uses is Apple packaging.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
You know, when you get a new iPhone,
It's an experience.
it's beautiful, it feels high quality, it reflects the value of the product.
And it makes you feel good about what you just bought.
Exactly. So he's saying, can we apply that thinking to other products?
To more, I don't know,
Mundane product.
mundane, yeah, like eggs or potatoes
She
or
even talks about chicken.
chicken packaging.
Imagine if instead of that styrofoam and plastic wrap,
Which is pretty
it
uninspiring.
is. What if it was something more appealing, something that made you,
Did you want to buy it?
something that made you feel good about buying that chicken?
Okay, so let's say we do that. We create this beautiful chicken packaging. Does that justify a higher price? Will people pay more for it?
Well, that's where it gets tricky because Thompson is really emphasizing the cost effectiveness of this,
Ninety.
meaning that yes, the packaging might cost more, but it has to result in higher profits for the retailer.
I see.
So maybe it means they sell more chicken. Or maybe people are willing to pay a premium for that chicken because it's in this beautiful, sustainable, whatever packaging.
But how do you measure that?
That's a good
Like,
question.
how do you prove to a supermarket that this fancy new chicken box is going to actually increase their bottom
Yeah,
line?
that's where the research comes in.
There's a real need for some good data here.
Absolutely. Because we have to remember this long-standing trend in packaging
Which
driving
are,
prices down.
right, because it's seen as a commodity.
It's disposable, it's a cost to be minimized, and Thompson is really trying to disrupt that thinking.
He's saying think outside the box.
Literally.
Literally think outside the box. He even suggests experimenting with color.
Oh, yeah, with corrugated cardboard.
Imagine like a vibrant red box for potatoes
Ooh, that'd be nice.
or green crates for watermelons.
Without having to bleach the cardboard.
Finding affordable ways to stand out.
It's like the Financial
Right
Times
there.
salmon-colored newsprint.
Right, it's just a color.
But it sets them apart.
It's instantly recognizable. So
Exactly.
it's not always about radical reinvention.
Sometimes it's the subtle
The
things, the
details.
details that make a
So
difference.
what we're taking away from this is that Thompson is really urging the paper industry to think differently,
To break free from that commodity mindset
to get creative, to innovate, to really increase the value
and the profits.
and the profits. So that's what we're left with.
Yeah, and it makes me
What
wonder.
does make you wonder?
Well, it makes me wonder what everyday product could you reimagine?
With better packaging.
Yeah, with higher quality packaging. How would that change its perceived value? Would you be willing to pay more for it?
That's a great question to think about.
Yeah, keep that in mind the next time you're walking through the grocery store.
Absolutely. All right, thanks for joining us, everyone.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.